2 years ago, state lawmakers passed a law that extended foster care from 18 to 21 years old. The idea was to give youth more time to finish school and be better prepared to live independently. But Margie Menzel reports that the law may have unintended consequences.
Children's advocates say extended foster care has been a success for many young adults who may need more time to complete school due to bureaucratic delays. But for others in the program who also have disabilities, it's been unclear which state agency pays for which services, the Department of Children and Families or the Agency for Persons with Disabilities. Barbara Palmer is the director of the Agency for Persons with Disabilities.
Well, we've struggled with this for 2 years, and it shouldn't be this way. You know, they shouldn't have to choose whether they want to stay in foster care or whether they want to get services from us.
The idea behind the law was to give young adults more time to prepare for independence. But children's advocates say the state needs to come up with another strategy for those kids who can't live independently due to severe disabilities and who will need more services for a longer period of time. Barbara Palmer.
We want everyone, especially those in foster care, to get the services that they need, but also to be able to have those nurturing families with them. We don't want them to have to make a choice.
Palmer is asking lawmakers to fix that in the upcoming legislative session. I'm Margie Menzel in Tallahassee.